Bitcoin whales bought the dip exactly as predicted, and the SEC issues a Wells notice to Uniswap. Good morning, you're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph, with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want the best crypto data from analysts curated in one place, you better click that follow button. Okay, grab yourself a coffee and let's get into it. So yesterday was a busy day for the markets, and as always, we're going to start with a Bitcoin rundown that will first go over the volatility we saw after the CPI report before a quick look at the spot Bitcoin ETFs. Then we'll move on to the SEC issuing a Wells notice to Uniswap, Coinbase adding Apple Pay and why that's a big deal, and finally, data suggests that the meme coin trading volume is crashing. Yesterday, we talked about the United States Consumer Price Index report that was coming out that day and how it might impact the market. The trading resource, Material Indicators, predicted that high inflation numbers could lead to Bitcoin dropping before whales start gobbling it back up and sending the price flying upward. If you ever doubted the caliber of analysts we cite, well, don't. That is more or less exactly what happened. The inflation in March, as reported in the CPI, was higher than economists predicted, which in turn had market participants pushing back the possibility of the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates from June to later in the year. This, as always, caused a sudden distaste for riskier assets like Bitcoin and sent it to an intraday low of $67,463 on Coinbase, which is a 2.5% drop from the day before. This apparently sent the bat signal up for the whales to buy the dip. The popular trader Jell wrote on X, and just like that, Bitcoin is back above $69,000 and the daily candle is green again. Since then, we have moved back into the $70,000 range with a 24-hour high at 7 a.m. Eastern of $71,282, according to Cointelegraph Markets data. Now, this wasn't all the whales buying the dip. It was also helped by the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust too, as the spot Bitcoin ETF posted record low outflows. Yesterday saw net inflows of $123.7 million across all 10 ETFs, despite BlackRock having kind of a quiet day for them. This positive number is primarily courtesy of GBTC seeing only $17.5 million in outflows, which is the lowest we've seen from them since they converted to a spot ETF in January and 15 times less than the daily average outflow for them. So naturally, this has many asking if this is the beginning of the end for the heavy bleeding of BTC from Grayscale, but we've seen that question asked before and I'm now very wary of false dawns. Nevertheless, though, it is certainly looking positive. And speaking of positive, I want to end on another bullish note that I've flagged before, actually, but this time it's coming from the CEO of a financial institution behind one of the spot Bitcoin ETFs, Van Eck. As we speak, Gareth Jenkinson, who you heard all of last week on this podcast as I was at NFT NYC, is at Paris Blockchain Week, and he had an exclusive chat with said CEO, Jan Van Eck. Jan Van Eck reminded us that institutional investment in the spot Bitcoin ETFs is still missing for the most part, saying, "I still think 90% of the flows are retail." He added that no US banks have officially approved or allowed their financial advisors to recommend Bitcoin so far, and as I've brought up before, several big names have suggested that if and when that happens, we could see a wild spike in inflows. But with that in mind, Jan Van Eck said something very unexpected and that I'm going to think about for a while. He told Gareth, "What I'd like to point out is that the spot Bitcoin ETFs are not the most earth-shattering thing. The Bitcoin market is more global and much deeper than just being influenced by the ETFs." The United States Securities and Exchange Commission is continuing its war on crypto, and yesterday the latest chapter was made public. That is, the SEC issued a Wells notice to the DeFi protocol Uniswap. Now, I'm sure many people don't know what either of those things are, so let's do a brief recap. Uniswap is a decentralized, mostly autonomous exchange that allows its users to swap many Ethereum-based crypto tokens. Unlike centralized exchanges, it doesn't need intermediaries and executes the trades with a set of smart contracts. It is also an entirely open-source project. Okay, what is a Wells notice? For this one, I'm just going to quote Ana Paula Pereira. A Wells notice is a formal notification issued by the SEC to inform a company or individual that the regulator's staff intends to recommend enforcement action against them. This notice gives the recipient an opportunity to provide a written explanation or argument, a Wells submission, as to why such action should not be taken. So the SEC has been investigating Uniswap Labs, the main developer of the Uniswap Decentralized Exchange, or DEX, since around 2021, and some tokens have been delisted from the DEX as a result of the growing regulatory pressure. Uniswap's chief legal officer, Marvin Amori, took to X to confirm the notice, as well as bringing some heat. He said, "Today's Wells notice against Uniswap is disappointing, but it is not unexpected from this SEC. It's another abuse of power, unsurprising from an SEC that, last month, a federal judge ruled committed a gross abuse of power by lying in court about a crypto project." Amori then goes on to cite the Ripple and Grayscale cases before adding Uniswap's stance on this particular matter. "The SEC has authority only over securities, not any asset represented by a particular file format or technical standard. Most tokens are clearly not securities, e.g. BTC, ETH, stablecoins, meme coins, nor generally are secondary market transactions per the Ripple opinion. The Uniswap protocol, web app and wallet don't meet the legal definitions of securities exchange or broker." Just weeks ago, the judge in SEC versus Coinbase dismissed the claim that crypto wallets were brokers, even if the tokens at issue were securities. End quote. Amori ended the thread by stating that Uniswap products do indeed comply with US law, that they welcome sensible regulation, and that they're prepared to fight against abuse. Uniswap is a staple of the crypto space, and so it is disappointing to see it being targeted by the SEC. But these pillars of the industry need to fight the good fight so that we get those sensible regulations both they and the rest of us want. So I have a story from my little island, but really, it's bigger than that. The crypto exchange Coinbase has now enabled United Kingdom-based users to purchase digital assets with Apple Pay. I checked as soon as this news landed, and it is indeed available with a £1,000 limit, which is around $1,250. This is interesting and potentially important for a number of reasons, whether you reside in the UK or not. Firstly, I've been in the space since 2017, and I can say with confidence that this sort of partnership was completely out of the realms of possibility even just a few years ago. Not only did Apple throw up roadblocks at every turn in crypto, but from a regulatory standpoint, I can't imagine for a second Coinbase or Apple getting the green light on this until now. Secondly, and I must admit I didn't know this until the Coinbase announcement, it's a more secure and private, that's a quote from Coinbase, way to buy crypto. I thought that was going to be mere marketing fluff, but it isn't. Coinbase explained that there's a unique device account number assigned, encrypted, and stored in an industry standard chip for storing payment information. The card numbers are not stored on the device, at Coinbase, or on the Apple servers. You still can't have anonymity or circumvent the KYC, but it is a marginal improvement. Thirdly, and this is admittedly only interesting to those with access to Apple Pay in Coinbase, it's a huge quality of life improvement. Apple Pay has become my primary payment method for all one-off purchases, online or in real life, as it's just so easy. Daniel Seifert, Coinbase Country Director for the UK, said that, "We know users already love using Apple Pay in their daily lives, so it only made sense to bring this convenient way to pay to Coinbase as well." The fourth and final reason this is so interesting is purely speculation on my part, but I don't think it's exactly a long shot. This could be part of a strategy from Coinbase to coax more retail investment. Google search data, social media engagement data, and exchange data have all confirmed that there is low retail interest for a bull run, nowhere near the peaks we saw in 2021. So could the Apple Pay integration be part of a comprehensive Coinbase plan to endear crypto to retail? Start with Bitcoin, end with meme coins. You know the order of play. The question is, for how much longer will that be the case? I think Bitcoin's place at the head of the table is safe, but have meme coins had their time in the sun? Yesterday, many meme coins were the worst performing cryptocurrencies. This could just be a reaction to that CPI report, but the data suggests something bigger than that. Data on June Analytics shows that the meme coin sector is experiencing strong declines in weekly trading volumes. Meme coin transaction flows across all blockchains have dropped collectively by 88% from a recent top of $1 billion. One consideration with this stat is our old friend Solana. Solana has been the leading blockchain for meme coins during this bull run of theirs, and as we've now covered in several episodes, Solana has seen roughly 75% of all non-vote transactions on the network fail. It's not great, and I wonder how much it's contributing to this downturn for meme coins. The fix is said to be coming on the 15th of April, and so there's a fair question to be asked on whether we'll see a resurgence in meme coin trading then. Nevertheless, from the second week of March, total trading volume of meme coins has fallen dramatically week on week. What do you think the cause of this is? Is it meme coin burnout, or is it the Solana bottleneck? Share your thoughts with us on @Cointelegraph and @RKBags on X and @RKBags on Warpcast. Well, there you go. That was a big 24 hours, but that is it for today. So consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. Have a great day. Let's do this again tomorrow.